Where are?
Okay, today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun. Nazir Daf Nun. Be left off right at the top of Nun. I'm an Aleph. Shkoyach for coming out at a unique time today. We'll keep the daf quite short. We left off on Nun Amar Aleph, a few lines down. Let's pick it up from Va'adayin, first word of the line, fourth line of the page. Va'adayin Yemer. So let's get our bearings. Rabbi Meir had been nifter. Rabbi Meir passed away. And Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim that don't let the Talmidim Rabbi Meir come in to Arpei Smedesh because they come to Chepperai, they come to make Chepper, and we explained, didn't mean Mamish, they come just Shleil Lishma to Chepper. It just means they have a sharper approach, sharp Malach, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't want that pushback from Talmidim Rabbi Meir. Okay, either way, Sumchus was the Talmid of Rabbi Meir. Dachaf, he pushed his way in. Dachak, he pushed his way in. And he taught a member for Rabbi Meir, which actually mimics our Mishnah, which is probably the author was a mayor, Stamish Ramir, where the Mishnah says, Al Elu Tumas Nazar Megaleach, for the following Tumas, a Nazar has to be Megaleach, he's Tameh, he becomes Tameh from the list of Tumas that the Mishnah goes on to discuss, and therefore he has to do Giluach, he has to become Torah with day 3 and day 7 with the Paraduma, Mechatas waters, and then brings Karbanas, and then he does Giluach, and he starts to count. What were the first two Tumas listed in the Mishnah? And this is what Simcha's taught from Ramir. Al mace, val kazayis from a mace itself, or a kazayis from a mace. And the second Rabbi Yehuda heard that he said, see, this is why I didn't want to tell me there a mayor. Why? What if to tell me, and the same question applies to our Mishnah, as it applies to Simcha's statement, what if tell me al mace, val kazayis from a mace? Once tell me kazayis from a mace is enough to create tuma and to make the Nazir have to shave his head and start again. Certainly a mace itself, if a kazayis from a mace does it, obviously a mace itself. That was the question that Rabbi Yehuda was bothered by these Talmidim, by the member of Talmidim Rameir, namely Simchas. So Rabbi Yasi heard this question, this was the top of Nun Aleph, and basically says, people are going to say Meir was Nifter. Yehuda was upset at the whole line of member of Rameir's Talmidim speaking of members in his base medrash, and Yasi Shasak, and Yasi's being quiet, Taira Matela, what's going to be Taira? So, we'll pick up one line earlier. We did this yesterday already. So rather, go back one line earlier from the second line at the top of the page. So Rabbi Yasi wanted to suggest, we need two different cases of the Mishnah, mace and kazayis ben mace, because there's two cases. There's a case of a kazayis ben a mace, and then there's a case of an entire corpse, an entire mace, that didn't have a kazayis of basr. There's no kazayis basr. And we're saying it's two different dinim. It's two different dinim. We're going to see from the mace that either being a, we're seeing from the Mishnah that either being a complete mace, a complete corpse, or a kazayis, either one, is enough to give off enough tumah to Nazir to make him have to giluach. Ask the Gemara, I understand. We asked this question yesterday. So this is where we referenced this question and we stopped. We still could ask, Al Eber Men Magalayach, Al Kula Koshkein. We said that an Eber from the mace is enough to cause the Nazir to do giluach. So wouldn't you say, so then if that's the case, then certainly Al Kula Koshkein. And what's built into the question is, we know already an Eber Men a mace, even without a kazayis of basr, is enough to cause giluach. First of all, machlek is the shayna where we know it, but Taisha says, from Mishnah Eilus, that's the basic dinim in Tumas Eil, where it discusses in the dinim over there, that an aver is enough to make Tumas Eil. And our Mishnah itself discussed an aver from a mace which doesn't have a lot of basr, only has ma'at basr, but enough that would we be able to regenerate. But it's talking about we have less than a kazayis of mace there. So you don't have to go so far. The answer, Rabbeinu Peretz, you don't have to go to the Mishnah like Tei saying in Eilus. Rabbeinu Peretz says, just stick to our Mishnah over here, where we see less than a kazayis. You back the question. If an aver min ha-mace with less than a kazayis is enough, so akula kolshkein, an entire mace, forget about the kazayis basr, but an entire mace certainly should be enough to cause and Nazir Tefti Giluach. So again, we're still back to the question, who needs the case of mace in our Mishnah? Or in Simcha's statement. Again, the case of Kazayas, we need. But the case of mace, we don't need. We said, Madach HaKazayas, certainly a whole mace. We said, yeah, the case is a Chiddush, we don't have a Kazayas in the mace. But we know an Aver is enough. If Aver is enough, certainly again, the whole mace is enough. Says Gemara, Ella Kedar Beichanan. The Chiddush, why it was needed, this statement of mace. Kazayas been a mace, the case of mace is for the following chiddush like a beichron. It says as follows: the chiddush is, let's say, a nafel, a baby that wasn't fully developed yet, a nafel that fetus that came out prematurely and it wasn't fully developed. Now over there, it's leniskashu aver of begidim. We know in order to have an aver, is typically comprised of the bones, the sinews, the cartilage, flesh. That's all those different components that make up an aver. So over there, when you have a an Uber that's a Nafel, over there, you don't have fully developed all these attached sinews and cartilage, and therefore, I would say, in such a case, even though you have Aver, it's not called an Aver. That Aver is not called a fully developed Aver, and it wouldn't give off Tumah. But you know what will give off Tumah? Entire body, the entire mace, even without the fully developed sinews and cartilage, it's still, even though it doesn't have all the binding factors, it's still, since it's an intact, a whole fetus, it would give off Tumah. We're talking about a Nafel, where the Avarv and the Gidav weren't attached yet, but that's a Chiddush. Another still has to be Megaleach, because even though you don't have a Kazayis of mace, of flesh, you don't have Kazayis of flesh, and nor is it fully developed, these Niskashri, the Avarav and the Gidav aren't fully bound, connected to each other, since you have an entire mace, that's enough to give off Tumah. So that's answer number one that sticks. Again, explanation number, the first explanation that didn't stick was where he didn't have a kazayas of flesh, but we didn't like them because even an aver is enough. Answer number two, which is the first answer that sticks, is we're talking about an uber where it's the gidin are not fully developed yet. Rav is going to give seemingly another answer. Rav Amar, so shalom the girsa here, but we're going to go with the shot that Rav is another answer. There is another girsa that's kidda Amar Rav, and Rav is really just seconding the answer we can bring for Bechran. We're going to learn it's a third and a totally separate answer. Rav Amar, we need it for the case of Rav Binyanai and Rav Binyanai, meaning when it says mace, or kazayis bin a mace, you know what mace means? Mace means a case where you don't have the entire mace, but you have Rav of the binyan, Rav of the makeup, of the body buildup of the mace, or Rav of the minion of bones. There's 248 bones, so 125 is right past the midway point, is right, 124 is exactly half, so 125 is Rav, you have Rav of the bones, that's enough, even if Shein bam Ravik Abatamis. Even in a case where you don't have the quarter kav, there is a stamadin, when you have a quarter kav of bones, that also gives off Tumah, that's Simon Ayil. By the way, we point out in the Mishnah, this is one of the cases, Reva, either of his dam, or Reva kav Abatamis, those are two cases where they are Matamatamis mace, but a Nazir would not do Giluach until you get to a Chatzi lug of dam, or a Chatzi kav of Abatamis. By the way, it is enough. It definitely to have Tumas Mace. So we're saying over here, let's say you don't even have a Reva Kavatsumas, but you have in numbers, you have a lot of tiny bones, you have in numbers, you have 125 bones, you don't have a Reva Kav, you don't have that measurement, but you have Rav Binyan, or separately, if you have a case of Rav Binyan, the point is, both those will be enough to make Tumah, and that's included in which case? Mace. When Simchas is saying, or our Mishnah was saying, Mace, or Kazayis Ben Mace, the word Mace came to include Rav Binyanai, or Rav Binyanai. In our Mishnah, it's not as Geshmak, unfortunately, because our Mishnah does list Rav Binyan. And does it, our Mishnah, oh no, sorry, that was a Bryce yesterday. Our Mishnah doesn't list Rav Binyan or Rav Minyan. The Bryce yesterday lists it, so it's very good. Our Mishnah never spoke about Rav Minyan. So what does the word mace include in our Mishnah? According to Rava, it includes this Rav Binyan or Rav Minyan. Okay. Says the Mishnah Vayter. Al Kazayis mace for Kazayis Netzel. We had said in the Mishnah, a Kazayis of actual flesh from the corpse, or Kazayis of Netzel. We said Netzel is like this decomposed mace. The Mishnah doesn't elaborate. Ezer Netzel, what exactly is Netzel? Gemara gives two ideas. Basar ha-meis shekaresh. Either it's the meat of the flesh of the corpse that has kind of decomposed, and as karesh usually means like it congeals. Umayel shersiach. Or real fluids, but fluids that bubble, shersiach, they bubble up when they're heated. They bubble up. As opposed to, we'll see shortly, the Gemara is coming to exclude the chara, fluids that wouldn't bubble up when they get heated, meaning like saliva and mucus, those are not really mace. Those are not matame. Saliva and mucus are not matame, whereas flesh that decomposed or other liquids that are really liquefied, we'll call it body, real parts of the body, not just secretions, but real parts of the body, that would give off tumah. So, hey, Chidami, the more wants to know, what's the case over here? That you're saying that this bizarre mace, shakarash, that the flesh of the mace decomposed and it congealed. Why are you spelling out for us that the kazayis, the mace congealed? What's the difference? If you're not sure that this is part of the mace itself, you're not sure it's part of the mace. So your rai is, for the fact that it congeals, must be part of the mace. Ask the Mara, is that so? Why is the fact that it congeals, why is that enough? Maybe it's some other substance that's congealing. You can't start saying the guy's a Nazir who became Tameh, who's going to be Kurbanus and restart as Naziris based on the fact that this substance is congealing. Maybe, yes, mace that decomposes can congeal, but other things congeal too. The fact that it congeals isn't a foolproof raya that whatever the substance is mace. Ella, the case must be a diadina didehu. Ella, you know it's from a person. You know it came. This item that he's touching, that the Nazir came in contact with, actually came from a mace. So if that's the case, afakav lekarsh, why do you need to congeal? Even before it congeals, it should be clear that he's tamei because it came for the mace. Amar b'yirmiya b'stam. The case is follows. You're right. We're not sure if it came for the mace or not. We're not sure it came for the mace, or we should say better. We know it came for the mace, but we're not sure if it's a part of the mace that gives off tuma, or it's a part of a mace that does not give off tuma. For example, like I spoke about before, saliva, mucus, those don't give off tuma. Other parts of the mace that, even though it decomposes, does give off tuma. That's the netzel that we're referring to. So netzel gives off tuma, mucus, saliva does not. And therefore we say as follows. If it congeals, that must mean that it is mild, that it's for the flesh. Like karash, if it doesn't congeal, then we're concerned that maybe it is enachami, maybe it's saliva and mucus, and therefore it wouldn't give us tema. What changed essentially with havmina to the maskana is very simple. In the havmina, the assumption was that even kechavinei, even mucus and saliva can congeal. They also congeal. So the first question was, what's the mile of having congeal, and who needs it? If you know it's the mace, it's the mace. And if you're not sure if it's the mace, what does congealing help? And the Mar's answer essentially is that yes, congealing does help because the parts of the mace that give off tumma, those parts congeal. Whereas the mucus and saliva, they do not congeal. And those taka don't give off tumma, they don't congeal. So the fact that it congeals, I know for sure it came from the mace. But my question is this a part that gives off tumma or not? And the fact that it's congealing would be let me know that yes, there's a part of the mace that gives off tumma because saliva and mucus would not congeal. They crust up, they get hard, but they don't congeal. Okay. Boimine abaymiraba. So now that we've established this concept of netzel, we have the mission already, on a mace, and that netzel, of kazayas of netzel for a mace, gives off tumma, and it makes a problem by a nazir. So the shayla is, does this concept exist also by behemoths? We know an animal that dies, a carcass, is called a nevela. And a nevela is a pretty strong tumma. We'll actually have a lashon of tumma chamura shortly. And the Rashi explains what makes a tumma chamura. It's because it's like an avatumma. Avatumma has the power to make a person or kelim tumma. A person could only become tumma from avatumma, or vivaisatum, obviously, but only from an avatumma. Once, and the person himself will then become a rishon tumma, or the kelim be rishon tumma. Once something's a rishon tumma, it will not cannot be matama adam or kelim. It can still be matama food, eichon, mashkin, chulin, chuma, kachem, but not adam and kelim. So nevela is an avatumma, and it's a chametik tumma. It can be matama adam, it can be matama kelim. So now the shaila is: this netzel that exists by mace, does it exist by a nevela, a carcass of an animal? The animal died without a shechita. Does it exist by carcass of an animal as well, or not? That's the shayla. Yesh netzel of hema, ayin netzel of hema. We know the nevela itself, or kazayis from the nevela, it gives off tumma. What about this netzel? Mi aminan, kimir netzel das be adam. Aval das mehmelay, adam lesh not shal nachmash besinai. This idea of netzel that we learned, nachmash besinai, is a tumma by adam, is a dafka lima by adam, by tumma's mace of adam, or does it apply even to tumma's nevela of behema? That is the shayla. Hanich lamandam, rest of 1 second. Your shayla is only relevant. You're talking about netzel. Netzel of an animal, a decomposed animal that's like liquefied, is presumably not really edible, right? Not really fit for eating. Obviously, you can't eat it, it's not kosher, but it's not fit for eating. So the Gemara says, there's a machlekes, quick example before we see next Gemara, there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yechon, I think it is, and Barpada, what is considered a level of being ready to give off tumma by nevela? Meaning, an animal dies, if it was totally unfit to be eaten, before it dies, even before it became a nevela, it doesn't give off tumma. Because the pasuk says, what do you do with the nevela? Give it to the ger. Ger over here doesn't mean ger, like the yid. Ger means the ger teishim. Give it to the ger living amongst you. Let him eat the nevela. So we learn from there, only if it's edible, is it gives off tumma. If it wasn't edible to begin with, it wouldn't give off tumma. But then there's another madriga. Let's say it was edible to begin with, but then slowly it decomposed, it starts to spoil, it's no longer edible for human consumption. But it's still edible for an animal. So once, if it was never edible, but Peshas already became an avela and the animal died, it wasn't even edible, it was sour, spoiled even before the animal fully died, then it wouldn't have tumma at all. But if it had tumma, and now you want the spoilage to take off the tumma, so it was fit for Achilos Adam, now it got spoiled, at what point is it so spoiled that it's no longer tumma? Is it when it drops down to only being fit for Achilos Behema, or only when it's no longer fit even for Achilos Behema? So we have machlekes about that. So let's go back into that discussion now. Hani Chaman, it's not really so relevant. The nuance is, it's more the overall picture, as we shall see. Hani Chaman Amar, Tumma L'Chamura Ad L'Ger. According to Pain, it says that Tumma Chamura, the Chamur Dika Tumma, we're going to go to Rashi's Pshat. There's a few Pshat, three of Machlekes. What Tumma Chamura, Tumma Kala means over here. Whether it's Maga versus Masa, that's one Pshat. Whether it's, we're going to go to Rush. The Rush says that Tumma Chamura means, like we said before, like an Avatumma, that can be Matama Adma Kalim. Tumma Kala is a weaker Tumma, it's only Matama. Foods, but not matama adam kelim. It's not an avatumma. Says the Gemara, Honeychamad Amar Tumachamur Adlager. Now the din of Tumachamur, the din of Tumasavela is only as long as it's fit for a ger. The Tumachal Adlakelev, and the Tumachalar, the Tumi can't be talking about Adamakalim anymore, but it still remains a status of being able to give a Tumah for Eichel Mashkim. As long as it's fit for a dog, Shapir. So it's very good. There's no Shaila about Netzel. Because what's our shaila? If the netzel can give off, if the netzel can give off this tuma to a person, the netzel certainly is no longer fit for achilas adam. Once the netzel is no longer fit for achilas adam, it's certainly no longer fit to be mitama as like a tumas nevela, as a classic tumas nevela. And therefore, to tell me that the din that you have by tumas mace applied by tumas nevela, and to be able to get the netzel to give off tumma to a person is pashut, it wouldn't give off such a tumma. No shayla, not relevant because it's not fit for achilas adam. Ella, but according to my number tumas chamur alakelev, at the Zman says that even the din of tumas nevela remains in effect. The full din of tumas nevela remains in effect. That's mitama adam akelim, even as long as it's fit just for achilas kelev, for achilah of a dog, it doesn't have to be for human consumption. Maybe this netzel, the Gemara is assuming at this point. I mean, I already foreshadowed the answer, but the Gemara is assuming the netzel is fit for achilas behema. So, Michael Meimar. So, back to Shaila, right? How are you going to resolve the question? We have a Shaila. It's really a Shaila. Michael Meimar sounds like it's Kasha. More of a Shaila. Does this din of Netzel apply by? Does it apply by Tumas Nevela or not? That's the Shaila. Tashmat's being Raya. Himchuba Artame. If they melted the fat of, this is talking about a bird, a dead bird that was kosher, but it wasn't shechted. It wasn't a din of shechita. Halacha is a bird, a nevela. The carcass of an eiftar, of a kosher bird, that wasn't shechted properly, it's also matama, like an nevela of an animal, that's matame, but only, not masa, not maga, only bebeis ablia. Only when you swallow. When a person swallows it in his mouth, when he's swallowing it, then it gives his body, his whole body becomes tame from this nevela's eiftar. The case over here is, let's say you took the fat of a bird, that was nevela, carcass, nevela eiftar, and it's being melted. Does that take away the status of tumah? The Gemara says absolutely not. Says the Bari, it's a very normal thing to melt the fat before you eat it. So therefore, the fat of this bird, this kosher species bird that didn't have a shechita, that's dead, that now gives off tumah based upli in the throat, the fat will give off tumah when it's melted as well. Simple. Bechamatar, however, if it was melted in the sun, then it's tara. The Gemara at this point assumes melted in the sun is fit for achilas behema. If you say that as long as it's fit for the achilah of a kelev, it retains a status. This would be the case of netzel that's fit for achilas kelev, and you tell me it's tar. Why is it tar? I feel b'chamanami. It should be tummy even in the sun. Rather, it's a raya that netzel doesn't apply to nevela. Answers the Gemara, who told you that when you melt it in the sun, it's even fit for a dog? Amos mamchile. When does it melt? The way it works is the fat, when it melts in the sun, it's a slow process. And when it does, it spoils first. Spoiled to the extent that it's not even fit for achilas kelev. It spoils, and then it melts. Once it's spoiled to that extent, it's as if it's like dirt, it's like dust, earth, and even for a dog, it's not fit. So again, the assumption was that it's still fit for a dog, and if it's a raya tar shayla, we're saying it's tar, must be there's no netzel by behema, the answer, no netzel by nevela, and the answer is that no, you have no raya because over there it's not even fit for a dog. Maybe if it's fit for a dog, there would be a din of tumas netzel, even by nevela, we have no raya. Tanat being another raya. Sorry. That's the end of that discussion. So we leave it unresolved. Tanan, new discussion. A whole new shayla. It's going to relate to our topic of liquids and transmitting tumah. That's why it comes up over here. But it's really a new topic. It's actually an interesting topic related to Issev Heta as well. Let's see. Tanan, kol ani tiktar. When you talk about pouring a liquid from one kli to another, it remains tar. Now, what does that mean? Let's say I have a lower kli of food. And the lower kli of food, liquid, has tumah, the stomach. I have an upper kli, and I'm pouring out a liquid or some food from the upper kli to the lower kli. And the question is, do we say that since there's a stream going from the upper kli to the lower kli, it's called the nitzik. Nitzik is kind of this stream. And nitzik literally means it's poured, but the focus here is when there's a stream that's created. Do we say it creates like a bond, and therefore the tumah now runs through that stream up to the upper kli, and what's inside is tameh? And the upper kli now also becomes tameh or not? Says the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Machshirin in the fifth parak Mishnah test. Kol nitzik tar. When you have liquid being poured from one kli to another, it remains tar. What remains tar? The upper kli remains tar. Even the lower kli is tameh. The upper kli and its contents remain tar, except chutz medvash azifim vatzpichas. Except for two cases: this dvash zifim and tzapichas. Tzapichas also is kind of like a beeswax, I think. The point is both of these Tzapicha is actually, they say, is like a batter that you make it from like flour and honey. Both of these things are very thick. Both these things are very thick. And the point is that because they're very thick, it more of a reason, well, there's going to be a shot on the Gemara later, but it creates a connection between the lower Kli and the upper Kli, and the question really is going to be why. Is because the sheer thickness, it's viscosity, the sheer thickness creates like it's attached, and the Tumah therefore rises back up, but when there's a stream, it's loose, it's thin, and it's just pouring down, there's no connection. Or there could be another Svara, honey, or this thick batter, when you are pouring, and then you left again, I'm pouring the upper cup, upper Kli to lower Kli. When I turn my upper Kli up to stop pouring, what happens is some of the content that was already out of the upper Kli and on its way down to the lower Kli kind of skirts back up and jumps back to the upper Kli. You find it often like with eggs, like some of the eggs, you know, the eggs, the egg yolk, the mixture stays together. The mixture stays together and it kind of pulls back, you know, it goes out of the Kli and it pulls back when you into the Kli. So the question really is the reason why we're saying over here that the Devash Zifim and Tzapichas are special, that they would give off Tumah, they would get Tumah, the upper Kli of this Devash and of this Tzapichas gets Tumah, is it because it's Stam as a thick mixture, or is it because of this pullback, because it pulls back, and what the concern is that someone touched the tumah and pulled back in. That's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. Fine, but we're saying halacha is stam nitzik is tar, dapakli is tar, but these cases is tamei. This is a discussion in the first one. Why is it called devash zifim? Some want to say it's simply a place. It's devash from a place. Machlok is actually in Saita Memtes, Amem Ches. Memtes is the last half of the Masechta. There's only 49 blot in Saita. Amem, second last half, Amem Ches. In Saita, there's Machlok Sebrech Meshlakesh. Is it called devash zifim because of a place, came from a place called Zif? Zifim, that's Rish Lakish, or is it because Zayif? Zayif means like when you mazayif a star, when you falsify a star, what it means is that because this honey was so thick, people used to water it down. They normally water it down, so it's kind of mazuyif, it's falsified, it's called Devash Zif, because the normal way to serve it would be to water it down, so it was called Zifim. Okay, either way, it's clearly a thick honey, or this thick mixture Sabichas was saying, if Tuma comes back to the upper Kli, we'll see more about a Shaila, what the lumdus is. Is it because of the pullback, or is it because of just the Tama thickness? Tavam Beis, Beishama Eim Beishama comes along and argues, Af Mikvish Agrisin Vishal Pull. Why are you saying Dafka, those honeys, even like these cooked beans or these whole beans, meshu seledes lachrea. Same story. It's seledes lachrea. Pulls back. Like I said before, the same thing we said about the honey. It pulls back when you stop pouring it. That which already left the container kind of comes back in, and that's what really creates. That's what makes it that there's tumah there as well, similar to the honey and the tzapichas. Okay. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, yesh nitzik la'echlin, ayinis la'echlin. So Rami Chama Shaila is really totally in the tooth stud that we just spoke out. Is there nitzik by eichlin, by food or not? Let's say you take food and you melted it. And now you're pouring it. Is there nitzik or not? What's the shayla? Mi armina mishum disbu riri. Do you say it's because it's these, you have the riri means like literally like these thick strings, these thick strands that come through that pull back? What is the logic of the honey? Is it because there's pullback, like we've discussed, or is it because it's just pasha, it's thick, it's very thick? What is the reason why the upper Kli becomes tummy? If it's because it's thick, well, guess what? Melted foods, even if it becomes liquidy, it's still thick, and therefore you'd have tummy there as well. The upper Kli would become tummy. But if it's because of the pullback, maybe the pullback only happens by the honey and by the tzapichas and by the this batter, this mix, this doughy type batter of flour and whatever it is, but in a case where a thicker mixture that happens to have come from food, maybe you wouldn't say tum over there. That's the shayla. We didn't get inside. Do we say mina mishum isper riri v'hani less riri? I think I skipped those words. V'hani less riri is because of these thick strands that are formed that cause it to spring back. And over here, you don't have these by food that was just melted. You don't have those thick strands, and therefore it wouldn't be tum in the upper glee. No, mishum dismichin inu is because it's thick. And that you have v'chazmichin, and if you do have a thicker mixture, and therefore it would put tuma back in the upper Kli. Amar Rava, Tashma. The Gemara is making two attempts to bring a proof to the shayla. Tashma, attempt number one. Let's bring a raya from a brisa. Chelav ameis shalim. If the fat of a mace, let's say you have a kazayis of fat of a mace that was shalim v'tiche and it was melted down, tame, it remains tame. The chelav ameis remains tame. It's considered a kazayis that can still give off tuma. If it was separated into small pieces and then melted and then combined via the melting, tar, it's tar. Because even though now together it's conform the shear of a kazayas, since they were really separated and you're reconjoining them by the melting, it's not considered a natural shear of a kazayas. It's kind of artificially being put back together, and therefore it doesn't give a tumah. In general, when you talk about a kazayas min ames, you can't combine different kazayas. I know we said the other day because combining a revius of dam, but a kazayas min ames, we don't combine them to make a shear of mace. Okay, so now says the Gemara. In before b'tichuf, for separating, you put it together. Tar means tar. Visa gedaych in nitzik leichlin. But if you say there's no nitzik leichlin, even shalom b'tichuf not made latar. The Gemara assumes that then when you melt it and it was shalim, some of it is going to melt off and run off to the side. So as you're melting it, some of it ran off to the side. So l'chayra, if during the process some of it ran off to the side, you don't have a kazayis anyway. So Elamai, unless you say nitzik is a chibur, it wouldn't give off tumah. So that's a raya that nitzik, that which is streaming off, is a chibur. Gemara says no. Amar bezera ana umar breder avna tagimna hachamei skina kain devahadi demartachle. As he heated it, salik amuda denur lufume demana. There was a wall of fat that the fire caused to shoot up. Vikarish and it congealed. I see kula gabedadi. It was all together one time, like a very unique case. None of it, if some of it ran off by itself, if it oozed off by itself, then you have this issue, then unless you say nitzik chibur, the nitzik is attached, it's not attached, you don't have a shear. The case of here was, it was all solid, and when it melted, it reached the level of temperature that was so hot, that it caused the tide kind of pop, it melted, it all popped up, and it all became congealed, but also attached. Wherever it landed, whatever wall, kli it hit, it all became congealed and touching at the same time, and it remained a kazayas to run through. There was never a moment where part of it ran off to get involved with Mother Nisa's chibur, so essentially we have no raya from the brayis. It's very serious. It's a very specific hachamayas kinan, but again, to Isa, it was karish all at once, it congealed there. The Isa kuluk gabedadi, it was considered, it was together at all times. Okay. I'm having Levashi another proof of the shayla, whether you say nitzik by stam foods, do you say nitzik, or dafka by honey and the like. Tashima, Bishama Imrim, top line of our page. Bishama says, Abmek Fashal Gris and Fashal Pul. Even split beans, whole beans, this kind of mixture, this bean mixture, this is considered thick enough to make a chibur for tumah. Mimnei Shein Sol Dunachrim, because they spring backwards. Says the Gemara. Beishame is saying the fact that it springs back, that's why it gives off tumah. So it makes sense that the Tanakama is only arguing whether or not they both agree it's telling him whether it springs back or not. And Elam Chalikah just says, what springs back? The Tanakama held only honey, and the Sapicha springs back, whereas these beans aren't considered enough to be springing back. And Mishama is saying, this beans, even these beans spring back. But the point is, everyone is in agreement that what is the Iker point? The Iker point is really having these strands that spring back, which in which case, stam other foods, even Mishama is only saying it by this pull, by these beans, but other foods which don't spring back, l'chara, would definitely not be able to have a chibur, nitzik, chibur fatuma, says Gemara. So, sorry, period. So, no, midiriya. Miss last lines. So, Marmit Iria, what type of proof is this? You're bringing from a Shama proof to what Tanakama holds. Hasam Bashim Dismichin. The case, I get to go with the original assumption. The case of the honey, the Zifim honey, or the Tzapichas, is all because of its thickness. All because of its thickness. And that's why Tanakama says that's enough for it to make a Nitzik Chibur. Nothing to do with springing back. And therefore could apply to other thick foods as well. Beishame was adding a separate Svara. Hacha Mashim Riri. You're right. In the case of Beishame with this bean mixture, Hitaka clearly says that the thick strands is what causes it to give of tumah above. He says that also causes the give of tumah above. But that's not necessarily right to what Tanakama holds. We're trying to be right in the Tanakama, whether the guideline is that which is thick strands and pops back, or whether it's just the stam is a thickness, and we have no right to our shayla. Maybe it's still telling in thickness, and therefore other foods would give of tumah, or maybe it's telling in thick strands that pop back up, and then other foods would not give of tumah. We leave the shayla unresolved. In Beishami, a shtuka raya, that thick strands are key, but not in the Tanakama, and therefore we leave it unresolved. Last Gemara, we said the Mishnah, a mali tavred rekev, a ladle full of dust of a corpse, also is enough to give off tumah, make another after giluach. Ask the Gemara, how big is the ladle? Ladle is a very general shear. How big is this ladle? The spoon. The kamish yurei, chizkei amar mali pieces, yeah, chizkei has a palmful, rabbi chizkei amar mali chafnav, a handful, right? Chizkei says it's the palm, that which fits like in the palm of your hand, between the beginning of your fingers and the palm, and Rabbi Yechiel says it's Mali Chafnav, it's the entire handful. Tanan. In is actually really a brisa, but I use the lashon of
It's not over here. Mali Tavid Rekid Shamru, Yeshamaker Tzbais Lamala. When they talk about Mali Tavid Rekid, it's talking about that which is from the base of the fingers and upwards towards the fingertips. So that's a new shear so far from the basically that which fits in the fingers. That which fits in the fingers, nothing to the palm. Divrei Meir. The Chamayrim, Chamasay Mali Chafnav. So Bishlam Rabbi Echanun, the Amar Karabanan. Rabbi Echanun says, Mali Chafnav, the handful, that's exactly the Chamim. El Chiski Kaman, like Rabbi Echanun, the Karabanan. Chiski was saying a palmful, he's not like a mayor or like the Rabbanan. Amri, so Mara says, who says? Mali pieces down, Mali Kishrei Spice from the Mala, Chachiru. Mara says, interesting answer, that what you can fit in your palm of your hand, and what you can fit in your fingers alone, each one of those is the exact same shear, and therefore Chizkiah is saying, like Reb Meir. Says the Gemara, so the Mara is assuming that Reb Meir is talking about measuring in the fingers, and Reb Chizkiah is talking about in terms of the palm. Omei v'simi ra'adar, Papa, m'may dami Kishrei Spice of the Mala, l'roish, who told you that Reb Meir says, from the fingers and upwards, it meant to the top of the finger. Dilma lamata midiyade. Maybe it meant to the wrist. Tahavi mali pieces yad. It's exactly like Chizkiah. Maybe Reb Meir, when he says that it means maker place, lamala means from the beginning, the base of the fingers, upwards towards the body, upwards towards the shoulder, upwards towards the end of the palm, which is exactly pieces yad. And they're saying the exact same thing. Chizkiah is the same word like Reb Meir. Tahavi going pieces yad says the Gemara argues is teiku. Some say what teiku? There's no shaila here. Who needs it? What teiku is when you have unresolved shaila? Who needs a teiku here? So they take it out. Many of the Gayan and other Rishonim discuss whether the teiku is a misplaced gear. So someone to say, no, Lashon Nozer is Mashunah. And teiku really means let it stand. Teiku means let it stand is a question, unresolved. But the little words mean let it stand. Over here in Nozer, we're using Lashon Teiku to say, such a geshmak a teretz. Instead of making a teretz that Chizkiah or Meir is saying the same thing, and the shear of what's in the fingers is identical to shear of what's in the palm, say better, say that Reb Meir meant the palm, which is exactly what Chizkiah says. Teiku, geshmak a teretz, let it stand, going on the teretz, and pick it up for tomorrow, Mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.